is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
My name is Maggie. I grew up in a small town. By small town, I mean a population of about 200 people. During the summer, my best friend would often come and spend a night with me. During the daytimes, we would just walk around the town, usually down a dirt road that wasn't but about a block or so away. This day in particular, my mother, who was a retired beautician, was giving her mother a perm. My best friend and I had already walked down our dirt road whenever we decided to review, or rather, go down a different dirt road. This one was a paved dirt road that was across the street from where I lived. This was the first time that we had ever went down that particular dirt road. Whenever we started walking, we noticed that on the left side, there was a house that had a wood fence. In one of the posts in the wood fence was a knife. I remember that we talked about it and noticed that it just looked odd. It was a particularly breezy day, and we wanted to see what was down this tree-lined road. The moment we passed the knife, the wind just stopped. You could see that the leaves in the trees just immediately stopped. Now, we were 12 or 13 at the time and thought this was rather funny, so just to test the theory, we backed up, and when if we passed the knife, the wind once again started blowing. Once again, as two little girls, we did think it was funny, so we went to test the theory again and walked past, and once again the wind did stop blowing. However, this time we decided to go a little bit further. So we continued walking, and we're probably about 10 or so feet past whenever I heard my mother call my name and then her name. We both heard it at the same time and yelled out and ran to see what my mother wanted. My mother, who was still giving her mother a perm, said that she didn't call us, and her mother stated she didn't call us. Later on, either it was a couple of years later or the same day, I can't remember, we were comparing our notes, so to speak, and she stated that at the same time that I reported hearing my mother call my name and her mother call and my mother called her name, she heard her mother call her name and my mother and her mother call my name in that order. Now, the thing is, we only heard one voice. I heard my mother and she heard her mother. So I don't know what it was. I'd like to think it was God trying to keep us out of harm's way. Maybe it was our guardian angels, but whatever it was, I know that it wasn't a prank that my mother played, because she did at times like to play pranks. But I would like to believe that it was God or the guardian angel. Maybe even a relative that had passed away. However, that is one of the many stories that I do have about the paranormal. I do enjoy your podcast. I've only been recently listening to it. So keep up the good work. I do hope you have a wonderful day. Once again, my name is Maggie, and thank you for listening.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.